This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, neo room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, if you follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is the way to go. Now, you can also find us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Twitter with the @CaptainsAmerica. That's @CaptainsAmerica. That's how you find us on Twitter. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out our website. Take advantage of all the things we have over there for you to take a look at. All righty, Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website and podcast is with us. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, not to be outdone, Frank, but we've got so much going on right now, thanks to President Joe Biden and the problem in Kabul, the problem at Bagram. Should we have been there? Shouldn't we have been there? And it seems like the Taliban are listening to us, and we're listening to ourselves talk, because Joe Biden says something, and 5 minutes later, there's a reaction.
Well, yeah, the Taliban actually has a plan. You know, they actually have a plan for what they wanted to do over there. That was to retake the country. And they're practicing a little bit of what's called al-Taqiya, which is lying to your enemy in order to advance your own goals in Islam. It's considered virtuous to do that in the Quran, as long as Islam is being served. And if you feel you're under threat. So they're saying things in response to what the U.S. is saying, what the West is saying, in order to buy time to lock things down. You know, we heard that declaration the very first day that they took the presidential palace in Kabul about, well, we're going to have an inclusive government, and women are no longer going to be the victims, and we're even going to encourage women to actually take part in government. You know, so we had our in just incredulously stupid response from the State Department and from those in the Biden administration, even the Pentagon, about, well, we're kind of hopeful that the Taliban can turn the corner and they're going to respect women now and it's going to be an inclusive government. Here's something for everybody to understand. The Taliban is not woke. They're never going to be woke. They don't want to be woke. They understand that being woke is to be stupid,
mm-hmm.
You know, but we're just sucking it all in. we look at them through Western eyes and think that they want to be a part of the Western world. They don't. So while we sat here debating about whether they turned a corner, they're already executing women for not wearing burkas.
Mm-hmm.
They're already saying that if they find Christians that acknowledge Christians in the streets, they're going to be burnt alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're executing people in stadiums already, right outside the gates of the airport in Kabul, where our guys are on the inside of the gates, restricted, not being able to shoot outside the gates. The Taliban is beating and shooting people right outside those gates.
Yep.
But for some bizarre reason, our State Department and our Pentagon and our president just doesn't really, they don't seem to grasp that these people are the barbarians that they actually are, because they said the right buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last unconquered Afghan province known as Panjshir, which translates to the Five Lions from Persia, has never been conquered either by foreigners, the Taliban, the Afghans, the Russians, and it remains a fully liberated zone. Now, if the Taliban decides to take on that zone, free province, that lone free province, the Islamic extremists are going to be met by armed, fiercely independent forces who, unlike the rest of the country, won't fold up like some sort of cheap lawn chair. Now, this is where the headquarters of the Northern Alliance was, and they've reformed themselves there. That's where they're going to be operating out of, and this is going to be something interesting to watch.
No, it's going to be interesting because there's a new card in the deck, and it's called China.
Yep.
Okay, the Taliban has been making nicey-nice with China, and China has been making nicey-nice with the Taliban because they see the minerals, especially lithium.
Yep.
Afghanistan is just rich in raw mineral assets there. It's unbelievable. So, you know, they're going to worry, Taliban's going to worry about getting Kabul in line, making sure the West is expunged from the rest of the country. And when China comes in to start strip mining all of the raw minerals that are in there,
mm-hmm,
in Afghanistan, the Taliban is going to look at China and say, you know, in order for you to do this and to make our partnership okay, you got to help us with the Northern Alliance. And,
yep,
you know, China doesn't stop short.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the morning. The weather, 80 degrees, almost clear skies out there. A picture-perfect day. And we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I'll take it away. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, I went up to Newport Richey a couple of days ago to meet one person, and I wound up meeting a second person that they didn't know was coming. And I love it when that happens because the guy walks in the door, and I'm sitting right there by the table, and he goes, the salesman greets him and says, "Hey, how you doing? My name's so-and-so and such-and-such." And he goes, "Oh, well, the captain sent me. I heard him talking about you on the radio, so I'm here because the captain sent me." And he said I'm supposed to say that to begin with. So two people were there the day I was there, and one bought a car and the other one was buying a car when I left. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and free tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles of the colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and you can check out the Rogue, which is what one of these gentlemen bought the other day that I was up there, the hottest SUV on the planet, and they were happy, happy, happy as a lark. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care, taking care of you. So, check them out. Their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and another dealership coming in September. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And he does a great podcast over there, too. Right, Frank?
I do my best. I've got good company that I talk to over there from time to time. So,
yep, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. It used to, you know, when I was on during the daytime, I did primetime mornings, mid mornings rather, or did afternoons. Was in the Rush Limbaugh time slot, went up against him. By the way, that was kind of funny because we actually got an Arbitron rating back to back. Myself and Chris Markowski were on the same station. I did it from noon to two, and he did it from two to four. And during that 4-hour block when Limbaugh was on, we actually got an Arbitron rating at a small market station.
Hey, that's something that you frame and put on the wall, babe.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's just unbelievable what's going on in these Taliban people who aren't killing anybody, according to Joe Biden. He said, God, forgive me if that's not the case. They're going door to door, for God's sakes. They're killing the male of the house, and then they're taking the women, you said, as a conquest? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, they're going door to door in many of the already solidly controlled provinces, and they're looking for the people who are cooperating with the West. They've got the paperwork on it because everybody from the Afghan army just split. You know, it's everything was just when the West left and the Afghan army left, they left all the intelligence paper too. Nothing was really burned. So they're finding these people who are cooperating with the West. And they are killing the males, and they are taking the females. Any female over the age of 12, and I believe under the age of 40, is being taken as a war conquest. And if you understand Islam at all, especially devout Islam, that's what these people are. They're not radicals. They're devout. They follow the word of the Quran by the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Women are possessions. They're worth half that of a man. They are to their property, their chattel. So they don't see anything wrong with taking any female as property. And that's what they're doing. The people who help the West, the males being murdered, and the females are being taken as war concubines.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you know what you don't hear? You don't hear the Me Too movement saying anything about it. You don't hear the National Organization for Women saying about it.
Nope.
You don't hear any of the reprobates in Congress who are spewing their stuff about reparations and slavery. You don't hear anybody talking about this.
Nope.
You know, this is real-time stuff. This is It Matters stuff. This is It's Time to Put It All on the Line stuff. And there's nothing but crickets from these hypocrites.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. Well, you know, the Pentagon has come out and looking at when Austin was asked a question the other day about this, how many people are in Afghanistan, how many Americans are there, he looked over to his press guy, looked over to Milley, and neither one of them had any idea to how to answer this. They got no idea how many Americans are trapped there.
They've got no idea how many Americans are trapped there. They have no plan to get them out. You've got private organizations like the Nazarene Fund who've raised almost $20 million in 2 days to bring private airplanes over there to help people get evacuated. They're getting contact from inside the country saying people are stuck. But our Pentagon and our State Department can't figure it out? I mean, this defies reality. The inept and an uncaring response that's coming from our federal government about this is stunning. Who have we become as a people to elect people like this who don't give a damn about sacrificing an entire country? Meanwhile, our president's talking about going after governors because they're not wearing masks. He wants to pivot back to COVID because he's got a little bit more control over it. I love my country, but I am absolutely ashamed of our government. I have never been more repulsed by a gaggle of opportunistic, self-absorbed, self-centered politicians in my life. There are people getting slaughtered in real time, and they're in. Where are the resignations, Matt?
There aren't any.
In days past, if you had a chairman of a Joint Chiefs who didn't know his ass from the hole in the ground and got his butt handed to him like this guy did, he would have resigned.
Right.
The Secretary of Defense would have resigned.
You're right.
The Secretary of State would have resigned. Mm-hmm. But these jerks just, well, we're just going to keep going along. Boy, we didn't see that coming. Well, that was your job to see it coming.
Now, did you see Joe Biden with Steffi Stephanopoulos, his little interview?
I saw incredibly egregious clips where he didn't seem to care that people were falling off of airplanes.
No.
Oh, that was 3-5 days ago. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. But also, he had 20 minutes of mistakes, or 20 mistakes, rather, on the bumbling Afghanistan interview. I saw the whole, I didn't see the whole tape, but I've got the transcript, you know, from all of the stuff that took place. And unbelievable, just unbelievable. The guy is lost in space somewhere.
Well, I mean, you know, regardless of why he is, you know, I'm still a proponent of the theory that he had a pretty serious stroke during the campaign, and they did everything to make sure that he could function on some level. But you can't have this. We need a leader. A true leader would have put notice on the Taliban. You violated everything you said when we said we were going to agree to pull out. Now you're going to back off while we get our people out, and if you don't, we're going to come back there, and we're going to hit you so hard it's going to blast you back into the Stone Age. That's what a real leader would do. Instead, we've got a president who wants to re-talk about COVID masks, even though they just don't work. And we've got a Secretary of Defense who says, well, we don't have the capability to go in there and get our people out. We're the United States military. We've got the capability to go in there and do any damn thing we want to. We just don't have the heart to do it because we've got leaders who shouldn't be in the positions that they're in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we got Mary on the telephone here. Let's go over there. Good morning, Mary. What's going on?
Good morning. I noticed with CNN last night where they did probably 20 minutes on Afghanistan for starters, but then they had to pivot to the bomber guy in D.C., and, of course, it turns out to be a white guy with a kind of like big pickup truck with mud on it. And it seems like...
Okay, make it quick.
They're going to make the Department of Homeland Security an issue with domestic terrorism.
All right, got to go. All right, thanks, got to go. And Frank, can you stick around?
You bet.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with Frank Salvato. Mary got cut off by the computer, and I'm going to get cut off if I don't go. So I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An internal State Department memo from July, confirmed, received by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, warned of a swift Taliban takeover, exposing President Biden's claim he was not warned before last weekend's Taliban takeover. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, tells Newsmax TV, the White House has gone silent on providing lawmakers details of what's going on in Afghanistan.
We have tons of other questions, such as our embassy. Is our embassy secure? If not, has it been breached?
Is the information, sensitive information, in the embassy safe or secured, or has it been destroyed, or has it been captured by the Taliban? We have tons of questions, and thus far we have zero answers.
38 days later, most of the 50 Texas House Democrats that ran away from the responsibilities on voting integrity legislation returned Thursday. The Texas Supreme Court this week ruled that they did break the law and could be arrested. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we are going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Everglades Equipment. Now, you know, there are four dealers around the state of Florida, and if you can hear me right now, you're listening to me on one of those stations near those dealerships. Now, the fact of the matter is, Everglades Equipment Group offers you reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And I'm telling you, if you need to buy a new mower, a used mower, a push mower, a pull mower, a shove mower, a sit-down lawn and garden tractor with a 60-inch cut on it, they got all of the above. And then they got the big stuff, too, if you want to play with the big boys. But I'll tell you, you can't beat them. Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, back with us. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Mr. Captain. Hey, I want to touch on something that Mary said
right
before the break. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely spot on. The media is going to run interference for this administration, and they're ineptness, and they need something to pivot on. So they're going to try and keep this dead dog of a subject going, that white supremacy is the biggest threat. But it's just not playing in Peoria. The country right now is seeing what's happening unfold in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They know that the Taliban gave safe harbor to Al-Qaeda. They know that the conquest of Afghanistan has emboldened every other Islamo-fascist terror group on the planet. And they know that the borders are open. And they know that the biggest threat that faces the United States right now is an insurgence of Islamo-fascist terrorism as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11 with the Taliban back in control of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And what are we going to do about it?
Well, if you're Mr. Biden, you're just going to make sure they're all wearing masks. because that's the most important thing there is people wearing masks.
Yeah.
You got to wear a mask, and we're going to punish people who don't wear masks. Pay no attention to the slaughter happening in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was unavoidable. Chaos happens. We leave weapons. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just typical. And by the way, it's Trump's fault anyway. But make sure you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, now, we were going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about it again right now. The United Kingdom, of all places, the embarrassment on the world stage continues under Joe Biden following the total collapse of Afghanistan. And while in the midst of an ongoing, dangerously chaotic evacuation, the United Kingdom and their parliament has voted to hold the President of the United States, Joe Biden, in contempt. That came after several impassioned denunciations on the floor that were mentioned. And by the way, one of them was by a Afghan war vet who had his boots on the country there and now was serving as a member of parliament. But we absolutely, when we bailed out of Afghanistan and didn't tell anybody, we absolutely left the British hanging on a thread. They had no idea.
Yeah, and they have every right to be pissed about it. And I'm glad they took that vote of condemnation. You know, that has never happened before, ever.
Nope.
In the history of our alliance, that has never happened before. It's about time that people on the world stage realize what a moron this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Who leaves an ally in the field and doesn't tell them?
Nobody.
Who does that?
Nobody. Nobody.
You know, this is if this isn't ineptitude, it is arrogance on a level that warrants impeachment all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, if they're going to impeach him, they better impeach Kamala Harris at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was the last person that he talked to before. She was the last person that talked to the president before the pullout. She had her moment. She could have rebelled. She could have gone to members of Congress. She could have gone to the media to say, what we're doing is wrong. But she didn't.
Now, you heard all about Joe Biden saying that he had no pre-warning about the fact that the Taliban were on the march, that they had this and they had that, and it goes back to something that was said on July the 8th when he gave some sort of stupid response. But going back to the middle of June, we now know that U.S. diplomats were warned, the State Department was warned of a swift Taliban takeover coming in July because of what they were doing and where they were at strategically.
When we talked about this during the Obama administration, when he set a timeline for troops leaving, you don't telegraph when you're going to depart. You don't tell your enemy. You don't tell anybody. That's something that's kept very close to the vest. The Taliban had time to stage, to make plans, and as everything drew down, they just took what they would take. You know, you and I were talking about what the Taliban were, how they were making advances well before June.
Right.
We were talking about how they were concentrating and they were incrementally moving forward as our forces pulled back. We were talking about how they were taking province after province, how they were slaughtering people in their path. So if we knew about it, how could the almighty State Department, the Pentagon, not know about it? How could our commander-in-chief not know about it? Do we have an intelligence community, or mm-hmm. did he not listen to them?
No, we do.
You want to have a probe? If Congress wants to have a probe on something, how about looking into this and being honest about it instead of making politics everything that happens? Nancy Pelosi, the statement that she made about, when you have withdrawal, you just leave all your stuff. What an idiot. She should be impeached immediately as a Speaker of the House. The Democrats should remove her immediately for something so ignorant. You know, but they won't do it because everything's about politics. Nothing can be about what's right and wrong anymore. It's whether you win on the political arena. What a bunch of pukes these people are.
And then there's Kamala Harris, who, by the way, they talked about Joe Biden being underwater with his of job performance numbers and his popularity. And that's true, but Kamala's worse off than he is, because wait till you hear this one. Kamala's down to 43% on her job approval, and 55% do not believe that she can do the job, not only as vice president, but God forbid, president. So she's underwater by some 12%. Both of them are underwater. Now, I'm being told, and I'm going to ask you about this, I'm being told that there's a strong possibility if they drop off the charts down to less than 40%, especially Joe Biden, that you might see a move to get him out of office and replace him with Kamala and then work on the vice president spot for 2022.
Well, quite honestly, unless you remove the apparatuses behind these two people, nothing's going to change because they're both puppets.
Mm-hmm.
What should shock everybody is that these people have 40% of the people in the country still supporting them. That's how stupid our electorate has become. You could see the repercussions, higher prices everywhere, less freedom, food shortages, water shortages. You've got borders wide open and mismanaged. You've got the U.S. military pulling out of places and whole countries being threatened with slaughter, especially the women. The women are doomed over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 40% saying that they approve of this guy's job rating? How incredibly stupid have we become?
Mm-hmm. Well, President Biden defending his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan, but the problem is not that he pulled them out, but rather how he went about doing it.
Absolutely. You need to have a comprehensive and cohesive plan anytime you're leaving some place with a military that's held for 20 years. But they had 20 years to put one into place.
Yeah.
They had 20 years to put into place. Now, I was listening to General Boykin, who was talking to somebody on the radio the other day, and he was saying, well, you can really go back to the Obama administration and thank him for putting a bunch of unqualified people in the positions at the Pentagon who never should have been there in the first place because they don't care for the U.S. to win wars.
Mm-hmm.
So they are so ensconced over there that it's got to be about ideology. It's got to be about politics. It's not about winning war. The Pentagon shouldn't be worried about ideology. They shouldn't be worried about politics. They should be worried about winning wars and making sure where they've been stays secure. We are the last best hope of freedom on the face of the planet, and we just told an entire population that they're not worth freedom.
And you just told the entire listening audience here on this show, all across the country and around the world, the way things are, and that's the way it is. Friday, the 20th of August, 2021. I will talk to you on Monday, my friend. All righty. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and USA.com, UndergroundUSA.com website. All right, we're coming back with Patrick Kyle, the Sports Zone guy. Get a little sports going here, see what's going on. Be right back.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And don't forget, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will always offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. It's what they do. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can also give her a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them what's on your mind, as well as, don't forget to tell them, the captain sent you. All righty. We've got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, on the line with us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Are you going to run deep and I'm going to throw you a long pass? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So what's going on today? What's the big story that everybody wants to know about?
Well, Jalen Hurts, captain, did get a little ill yesterday. They took him to the hospital. Looks good now. He's He's the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. They played the New England Patriots last night, and it wasn't a good outing. It's preseason football. I don't like to put too much into it, but I'm sure some of the audience watched the game. Also, we have to see what's going to happen up in Chicago, Captain. You know, they said Andy Dalton was going to be the starting quarterback, and then they drafted Justin Fields from Ohio State, and he looks good. So are they going to go back on that? We're going to soon find out. And then Dak Prescott and all the Dallas Cowboys fans out there, Captain, his shoulder still isn't right. You know, we're pretty close to start the season. Matter of fact, just a few weeks from yesterday, they'll be kicking it off in Tampa with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys Thursday night football to start the NFL season. So that's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. And also, Aaron Rodgers, you know, pretty much just needs to get into a good mental place. He's going to stay in Green Bay for another year. Let's see what happens up there. They do have a small window. They have a great team. Look, the Bucs and the Packers, you know, were right there at the end. And the Bucs just happened to be ahead better, and that's why they won the Super Bowl. Green Bay didn't. So we'll see what happens for all those fans up there. That's pretty much it when it comes to football. Baseball now really heating up. Some great baseball games yesterday, Captain. The Rays beat the Orioles 7-2, and they're looking real good. So I don't know. If they can keep it up, they could win it all. And that'd be pretty ironic if you would have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Tampa Bay Rays all, you know, as champions at one time. Pretty much unprecedented, to say the least.
Well, if they're peaking, they're peaking at the right time because here we are at the tail end of the season, right?
Yes, sir.
Or we're getting away. Well, we're not the tail end, but we're getting close.
Well, we're getting close. Oh, yeah, Captain. You know, there's about 40 games left. You're right on the money. You got about a good month of baseball left. And then, class will start. Not a high scoring in baseball this year. You know, we're talking about ever since they stopped letting the pitchers use the tacky substance to put on their hands. You know, they don't get as much spin, and the ball's getting out there. But then there's other days where these guys didn't hit no matter what. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. Then probably the most exciting game yesterday was the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3, final 10 innings.
Yeah.
You know,
By the way, is Tim Tebow was cut from the Jaguars, right?
Yeah.
And Lawrence didn't look that good to begin with, right?
Well, he had a rough outing. He still made a couple nice throws, but he missed some throws. Again, it's preseason, first year with the club, first year with these wide receivers, first year with this offense, new head coach of the minor. There's going to be a growing process there.
Is Tebow going to land on his feet somewhere with another team, or is that not going to happen?
No. He'll officially retire now. Finally, he'll go back to doing college analyst work. He'll do a good job at that. That was a tough thing, Captain. Switching from one position to another and then being out of the game for 7 years. That's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask from somebody. You know what? I respect the man. Most guys, Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback in college, he worked harder than anybody, they said, to try to make the club. It just couldn't happen. Those guys wouldn't be humble enough, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Their ego would get in the way to switch positions. I want to look at the man, you know, and give him full credit for giving them an effort. And, it's a shame. It's exciting now. Sometimes we always go for the negative. We need to start working on the positive.
All righty. Well, we got to go, and what we'll do is we'll be talking to you on Sunday and see what's going on there. I believe the Buccaneers have a home preseason game. Am I right?
They play the Titans tomorrow. They play the Titans tomorrow at 7:30 kickoff.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens there. And then listen to the show from 11 to 12, the Sports Zone on Sundays.
On my flagship station here. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I will talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Take care. God bless.
All right, that's Patrick Hyland. By the way, this is what Patrick Hyland does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and on the telephone line, we've got Todd from Tampa, who I think is Tim Tebow's agent. So go ahead, Todd, what's up?
No, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of Pro Football and Politics, but let's get down to business here. And I never met Tim Tebow, be like Donald Trump. Donald Trump never met me, but I've done more for Donald Trump than anybody in America. Not for him, because he stood up for Jesus. He waved his Bible coming across the White House lawn, okay? He kept his promises. But the same with Tom. I'm just coming fresh off my Super Bowl victory. The Buccaneer Brain Trust got beat 31-0 by the Saints, okay? The Lord gave me the game plan, and I dropped that. We beat them by 10 in their house. Don't tell me about football, okay? Let me tell Jerry and the rest of you clowns before I get to Joe Biden and the disaster that he is. Okay, Jerry's world. Oh, you're paying Dak Prescott $42 million. Okay, and Irvin, let me tell you something. I'll put Trevor Lawrence on the bench. I'll step in right now, and I'll win the Super Bowl with Tim Tebow as my quarterback. Don't tell me about football. Okay, you're paying Kirk Cousins $45 million in Minnesota. I'll take Minnesota, move Mike Zimmer out, and I'll win the Super Bowl. Miami, you haven't won nothing since Don Shula left. I'll take the Miami Dolphins a one-year contract, put Tebow at quarterback, move Tua out, and I'll win the Super Bowl. Don't tell me that. I'm standing here with the Vincent T. Lombardi trophy on a team that hasn't won nothing in 10 years, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't tell me about pro football. Joe Biden should be fired. Are you going to stand up for our cops in Chicago? How many people got to get killed before you get rid of that mayor over there? You're letting illegals come across the border with all their sickness and disease. Who? And don't tell
okay.
me 2%. The bottom line
time
is
to go.
Donald Trump should be reinstated right now. Let's
Thank you.
The work. Peace.
All right. Well, that's not going to happen. Unfortunately, our government is not set up that way. And by the way, we really don't have a policy or a law in place to deal with what we're dealing with right now, which is part of the problem that we have in America. Nobody ever thought we were going to have the situation we have right now with the election, the way it went and all that stuff. So they never provided for it. They never put forth any legislation. Now, maybe that'll be taken care of when the Republicans take control of the Senate and the House again in a couple of years. We certainly can hope so. Well, actually, 1 year. Actually, we certainly can hope so, but we'll see what happens. And it might be about time to have a constitutional convention. But the problem is with the Constitutional Convention is it could easily get stolen. And then what do we do? Then what do we do? So we've got to be careful what we wish for here. But anyway, it's a Friday. That's the end of the Monday through Friday show. And I'll be back with a weekend show tonight. Heard all around the country on even more stations than we're on right now. So, have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. I hope you'll be able to do that wherever you're at. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We the people. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.